This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Standard M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman. Got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh,
we've got a heck of a game for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's an interconference struggle between Fort Loramie and New Bremen, two boys teams, 4-1 on the year, each one in respective league play last night. Fort Loramie victorious 55-39 over Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League. Meanwhile, New Bremen subdued Minster by a final tally of 46-42. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie 4-1, New Bremen 4-1. Head coach Corey Britton, the mentor of the Fort Loramie program, eighth year, had won five straight sectionals, four straight districts before last season. His club got off to a slow start, lost game number one to Rushi, and has rolled over four straight opponents since. Last night against Anna, four different players shot in threes. The defense was suffocating. Fort Loramie put on a clinic in winning in the Shelby County Athletic League last night, Chuck.
They did an outstanding job, eh? And they Finkenbein got his, but nobody else could do anything for Anna. And the Loramie was dominant from the beginning of the game. That's probably their best basketball game of the season so far.
Meanwhile, New Bremen won over Minster by four, trailed much of the game, pulled it out in the end. Reese Bussey had 10 points. David Holman had 11. Aaron Thiemann had 7. You will hear these names quite frequently tonight from New Bremen. Trevor Bergman, 5'11", senior guard. Nick Allig, 6'1", senior guard. Reese Bussey, 6'4", senior wing player. Nathan Rindler, 6'6", senior. David Holman, 6'2", junior. Chuck Holman, the quarterback of the football team. Rindler, the young man whose defense riddled Anna in the game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com early in the football campaign.
Right, well, they're athletes.
Yes.
Now, they're good. They're great football players, but they're athletes. They come out here. And this is a really good basketball team, and Loramie's going to have to play really well tonight.
Yep.
And they have the ability to do it.
And New Bremen's got five letter winners back from last year. Now, keep in mind, New Bremen won the state playoff championship in football in D7 one year ago. Got started late in the basketball campaign. Didn't get off to a real good beginning. In fact, Mike Wick and I had the New Bremen Jackson Center game in the first third of the season. Jackson Center won it by 10, I believe, on the road at New Bremen. And then New Bremen caught fire under third-year head coach Corey Stevens at 19-9 by way of record. Won the regional semifinal, upset Antwerp in overtime. Lost but two to Columbus Grove in the regional championship, or who knows, it could have been New Bremen instead of Columbus Grove and Bodkins in the state final one year ago at D4.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, New Bremen was that close to playing for a state championship in the two major sports in
right.
Ohio.
Yep, sure, indeed. Reese Bussey sank a 17-foot jump shot last year to help New Bremen beat Fort Loramie by a final score of 36-35. It was a thriller at the New Bremen gym. Prior to that, Chuck, for seven straight years, Fort Loramie victorious over New Bremen each and every season by an average margin of about 14 points. There were a few squeakers in there in the 2019-20 campaign. Fort Loramie won a double overtime by a score of 47-44. 4 years ago, an outlier score in there, 67-31 in favor of Fort Loramie. 66-61 Fort Loramie back in 14-15. You have to go all the way back to the 2012-13 campaign to find a New Bremen victory before last year, and that was by a score of 74-62. New Bremen won the JV game handily. I would say New Bremen is back in boys basketball.
Yeah, their JVs looked really good. I mean, we watched Loramie last night, and their JVs played pretty well, but, man, they lost by 37, 38 points. They just got outmanned tonight.
Right. We'll have a one-minute radio station breakup coming here in just a matter of seconds. 1 minute. Radio station breakup coming. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. If you missed this afternoon's score, Fort Loramie defeated Minster's girls by a score of 52-30. Sydney beat Vandalia Butler, and it was Rushi over Botkins in Shelby County League play. A non-conference game, New Knoxville beat the Anna girls. We're back in 1 minute. Radio station break upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, it was a rock-solid performance by the Fort Loramie boys last evening. Caleb Maurer, Ty Ruhenkamp, Logan Eilerman, Aiden Werman, Isaac Ratterman, Brian Holscher, and Lane Frilling off the bench. Darren Eilerman pitched in, and Fort Loramie played extraordinarily well against Anna last evening. A lot of people picked Finkenbein and Anna to take that game down to the wire, maybe even win it on the road here at Fort Loramie. I tell you what, Chuck, the Redskins said, we lost two in a row to you last year, Anna Rockets. We're ready for you this season, and Fort Loramie showed it.
Loramie's much more complete basketball team than Anna is. And I saw Anna and Botkins the week before, and for a half they played pretty well.
Yes.
And then Botkins ran them out, and Loramie started out 10-0. And Anna made a couple of little mini runs at them. But yep. I think the closest they got was six at any point, and at the end the final score was not indicative of how badly they got beat.
Yeah, when you say complete team, complete performance by Fort Loramie last night, offense, defense, both just marvelous. And it was amazing the way McCain Finkenbein had to work so daggone hard for his 26 points.
Well, yeah, he did. He got into the lane, and I know they couldn't have been incredibly happy about where the help defense came from. But nobody else from Anna had a sniff at scoring, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
Yep. And again, for Fort Loramie's boys last night, three-pointers were chucked in by Caleb Maurer, Ty Ruhenkamp, Ryan Holscher, Logan Eilerman, all four drained three-pointers in that game last night. I'd like to note for you the fact that New Bremen has won four times so far this season, and the Cardinals just recently played high-powered St. Mary's, a D2 club with 6'10", 6'7", 6'6", on the front line to a 58-57 game. Reese Bussey knocked in 12 points for New Bremen, which led all but the last 30 seconds of that game, lost it by a count of 58-57. That is New Bremen's only setback of the year. Beat Ottoville 62-43. Beat Anna first weekend of the year by a score of 83-56. Bussey pumped in 20. Beat Salina 52-30. Bussey had 17. Tiemann had 12. Much like Fort Loramie, this New Bremen team has got a lot of balance. Three, four scorers who can drop in double digits any given night.
Well, and that's what you need to be successful. I mean, you watched it last night. If you got one kid, you can make adjustments. You got four or five kids that can score. You're in trouble defensively.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm, and Minster. SECUR.com. Online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. Plus the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Starting lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
And our new underwriting sponsors, which include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictoriousHealth.com. Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Don't forget, on Saturdays at Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Boy, marinated pork chops?
Pork chops.
Woo. Outstanding. Outstanding at Brookins. I can almost taste them from here in the gym. And Elm Street's about 8 or 10 blocks away.
I was really looking forward to that, and they got so darn set behind in the game this afternoon, we didn't get to make it over there.
No, we did not. Our girls' game this afternoon took an eternity. Had a delay in the freshman game. One official had to leave. Then we had a power outage. Played under dim auxiliary lighting for the junior varsity contest after a delay. And then it seemed like the varsity game took forever. We had some weird scorebook infractions, a lot of fouls, stoppages of play. And we arrived at Minster well before noon, didn't get to Fort Loramie until about 5:30.
I know, and I ended up, instead of Brookings, I had McDonald's. That is not a good trade-off.
Right. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Ritchie offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight's big game offers a number of critical building components. I think for both teams, it's all about balance. Spread the scoring around. Yes, Caleb Maurer, Reese Bussey, mighty critical for both clubs, Fort Loramie and New Bremen, respectively. But big components, a number of players in each team, spread out the scoring. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Ritchie, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Rindler set to jump center for this very good New Bremen club. He stands about 6'6", 6'7", wears number 40 on his back. He'll go with David Holman, who is a teammate at guard. 6'2 and a junior. Reese Bussey leads the team in scoring by about 3/4 of a point. He's at a dozen a game, 6'4 senior wing player. Nick Allig, Trevor Bergman, two very good guards, 6'1, 5'11 respectively. Opening tip to start the game is won by New Bremen. New Bremen in that New Bremen cardinal red maroon color. And right away, herky-jerky moving the lane. Shot good by Reese Bussey.
Yeah, he got in the lane, and if they're going to let him do that, he's going to score 40.
He will make things happen if he can get down that deep. Bussey stands at about 6'4 and a half, plays like he's 6'7. And then Rendler's on the floor as well. He's at 6'6. Here's Caleb Maurer. Baseline jump shot for Fort Loramie. Overshoots it big time. Rebound down the New Bremen quickly. Here come the Cardinals up the floor. Allig hits a cutter through the lane. Trevor Bergman looping one-hander. Good. 4-0 New Bremen.
Wow, nice start.
Fort Loramie throws it quickly down the floor, 70 feet. Catching a shot. No, it was hurried. New Bremen on the attack. Here comes Reese Bussey all the way to the rack with a left hand this time. Got it for two more. And Fort Loramie's down 6-0. This reminds me of what the Redskins did to Anna last night.
And what's scary for Fort Loramie is New Bremen's doing exactly what McCain Finkenbein did last night. They're getting to the rim.
Sure are.
They need to figure this out.
Yep. Caleb Maurer in the starting lineup for Fort Loramie. 6 foot junior. Ty Ruenkamp, 6 foot senior. Logan Eilerman, 6'3 junior. Aiden Werman, 5'10" junior. Isaac Ratterman, 6'2 junior. Right now, Fort Loramie stymied by New Bremen's defense. Redskins pass the ball around on the arc. Deep in the left corner, Ty Ruenkamp goes to the elbow on the left, doesn't shoot. Hands to Logan Eilerman. He jacks up a long three. It rims and comes out, taken down by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals quickly. David Holman into the right corner. Goes baseline. Blocking foul. Ty Ruenkamp. Chuck, I have said for years, when you play these interleague, interconference games on Saturday night, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get because the two clubs got up for a big league rival fray the night before.
Yeah, and both teams expended a lot of energy last night.
Yep. Missed shot by New Bremen. Didn't catch rim. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Open three-pointer, right corner. Yes, yes. Ty Ruenkamp comes back and hits one, and it's 6-3. That's what the three-pointer will do for you as it cut a New Bremen 6-0 lead in half. Wow, what a play by New Bremen. Baseline pass, David Holman below the rim. Shot it high off the backboard. No, rebound Fort Loramie. Ball popped in the air, stolen by New Bremen's Rendler. Good play by Bergman. Here's Bergman racing down, head of the key. Hits a cutter, going to the rim. Ball thrown opposite right corner. David Holman shoots a three ball. It bangs off the iron. Touch last by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. 6-3, New Bremen. 5:20 left in the first. Ryan Holscher on the floor for Fort Loramie in place of Caleb Maurer. Baseline right of the rim, Trevor Bergman inbounding for the Cardinals. Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers outlined in black. New Bremen wears the white tennies. Fort Loramie, the black ones. Love these New Bremen uniforms, that cardinal red, gold numbers. Long, long three-pointer, 28-footer. Trevor Bergman, no good, hangs on the rim, and it's tipped in by New Bremen.
Rendler got the rebound. Came out of nowhere.
Big young man on the inside, 6'6 senior Nathan Rendler. 8-3, New Bremen up. 4:49 to go, first quarter. Werman on a weave, gives it to Logan Eilerman. Left side of the floor, Holscher into the lane area. Hands it back to Isaac Ratterman. There's a three try, right flank, Ruenkamp missed everything. Air ball, rebound, New Bremen. Run out the other way, driving layup, Nick Allig, he's got it. And Fort Loramie's in a hole. 10-3, New Bremen, timeout Redskins. 4:30 left in the first on scores, broadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Well, a 10-0 start for Fort Loramie last night against Anna. A 10-3 start for New Bremen tonight against Fort Loramie.
They're just beating them down the floor. Corey was not a happy man at the timeout. He was letting them know.
We got two Coreys. Corey Stevens.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are two Coreys.
Yeah, there are. Didn't mean to follow you up to make it sound like you were in error, but Corey Stevens, head coach of New Bremen, third year. Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, eighth year. Out of the timeout, throwing error by the Redskins who toss it out of bounds in the corner of the floor. New Bremen up 7, chance to go up 9 or 10 with this possession. Outside the arc on the right, Aaron Tiemann's got it, 6-foot sophomore. Three or four different young men for New Bremen have been high scorers in games this year. Ill-advised pass into the middle of the court for Rindler. He got a fingertip on it, ball rolled off his hands, and then out of bounds below the basket. So Fort Loramie will take advantage and bring it down. 7-point game, ball fumbled in backcourt. Worman lost it momentarily, rolled it up ahead to Ratterman to get it out of trouble. Now Caleb Maurer between rings, 3:40 left to go here in the first quarter, 10-3 New Bremen. 25 feet away, it is handled by Ryan Holscher. Bounce pass right corner, Caleb Maurer, left open, missed it off the back brace. Long rebound, New Bremen. Chest pass, outlet to Rindler. Look at the 6'6 lad go. Cuts to the basket and lays it through. Nice play, Rindler, New Bremen. Collision at midcourt. Survived by Worman. Now to Caleb Maurer. Cutting into the lane, Holscher off balance. Shot deflected, foul on the wrist. 12-3 New Bremen, 3:09 to go first period. I asked head coach Corey Stevens, Chuck, mentor for the New Bremen Cardinals, well, what kind of style do you play? And he said two words, up tempo.
Well, I've watched the first 5 minutes and I could have told you up tempo.
Right. Fast pace, up tempo.
JV's played exactly the same way, boy, and they just ran Loramie off the floor.
They sure did. I'd say the future in hoops bright for New Bremen boys basketball. Holscher, free throws for Fort Loramie, two of them. No good and no good. Poor start for Fort Loramie. New Bremen down the floor. A travel in the lane by Rindler, not called. It's loose in the deck, and it's snarfed up in the play by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. He darts ahead, gives it to a teammate in the right corner. And then Caleb gets it back. Darren Eilerman, 6'1 junior on the court. Here is Holscher, foul line extended left. Ball thrown into the middle to Lane Frilling. Open look from 7. It hangs on the rim, short, no good. Rebound New Bremen. Fort Loramie can't buy one. 2.5 to go first quarter. New Bremen up 9. Here's another backdoor cut. Another backdoor cut. Well done, New Bremen. David Holman powered to the rim. And New Bremen is going to continue to run that play until the Redskins slow it down.
I'll tell you what. Did you see Alec had the ball? And he just kind of nodded. And Holman set him up and took him baseline. They did that all by sight.
Yep. Little sign language going on. It worked. Basket was scored. Foul on the play against Fort Loramie. And the free throw is popped home. But David Holman, good 3-point play by him the old-fashioned way. And the New Bremen Cardinals lead it 15-3 over Fort Loramie with 2:19 to go in the first quarter. Caleb Maurer to Ryan Holscher, 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the left to Frilling. Now to Caleb Maurer. Goes down low to Frilling. He's double, triple, turns, banked it in anyway. Lane Frilling, 2-pointer, 15-5. New Bremen up 10. Minute 55 to go first quarter. Here's Holman on the arc, goes baseline right, shovels it below the backboard into the far corner to a three-point shooter, Aaron Tiemann, in and out on the shot. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. That ball was below the iron and somehow crept out of the netting, and Fort Loramie snatched the rebound. Minute 33 to go here in the first period. 15-5, New Bremen in the lead. Caleb Maurer, high right with the ball. Everybody covered up. Sends it on the play to Darren Eilerman. Ball out of bounds in the right corner. Touch last by the Cardinals. Line change for New Bremen. Nick Allen, Reese Bussey back in. A break for Dylan Bambauer, 6'1 junior, who was on the floor for about a minute and a half. Maurer at midcourt for Fort Loramie, which is down 10. A minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Holscher's got it between the circles. Veers right. On a weave to Caleb Maurer. Very tight defense by New Bremen. It's been solid. Fort Loramie not shooting it well. Not getting good looks. Dribble drive, frilling into the lane. Gets out of it in time. Feeds a teammate, Ty Ruhenkamp, down the paint. Shot it, missed it, rebound good. Frilling sticks it in. 15-7, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. New Bremen passing and cutting like crazy. Driving down the lane, shot no by David Holman. And Fort Loramie's got it. Dribble drive, Ruhenkamp, right corner. On the play to Frilling for Fort Loramie. Baseline, runs over a Cardinal player. It's ruled offensive.
Good call.
Yes, it was. 32.6 left, opening stanza, 15-7 Cardinals. Boy, New Bremen, not only do they run it up and down the floor, Chuck, when they get in the half court, they slash, they cut.
Yep.
Everybody's moving toward the rim.
And that was set play defensively last time. They opened up on the baseline, allowed him to go, and then they had the help on the backside.
Right.
He took it too deep.
Well done defensively by New Bremen, drawing the charge on Frilling. Here's a bad pass by the Cardinals in the right corner. Caleb Maurer intercepted it, threw it back onto the floor. New Bremen grabbed it, lost it, out of bounds, Redskins. 22 ticks on the clock. Boy, Fort Loramie would love a two or a three here before the break after the first 8 minutes. Caleb Maurer up the floor. Caleb hounded and fouled over the timeline. Down to 16 to go in the first period. 15-7, New Bremen. Frilling will inbound. Goes into backcourt to Caleb Maurer. He's picked up a Nick Alley. 12, 11, 10. Maurer, very patient, fakes right, goes left, cuts into the lane, stops, pops, 10-footer, bingo! 2-1, New Bremen, midcourt, it counts if it goes, it hit the backboard of the rim and came off. Aaron Tiemann almost threw it down from about 45 or 50 feet. 15-9, New Bremen over Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
But Chuck, you talk about balance with an uppercase B for New Bremen.
I said they had six kids score in the first quarter. Uh-huh. Six.
Uh-huh. Tough to defend that. Fort Loramie down six, scored the last hoop of the first quarter. Redskins get the arrow to start the second. Chance to put a dent into that New Bremen lead. It's been as much as double digits. Here's a left corner, Trey, pumped up there by the Redskins. It's short, no good. Oh. Tipped up the Frilling, no good. Wow. Darren Eilerman couldn't get it to fall. Neither could Frilling on the tip. Quickly, Cardinals bring it down. Setting, shooting, three ball. Bullseye! Woo! Trevor Bergman left alone. He cashed in. 18-9, New Bremen. 10-3 at one point in favor of New Bremen, which pushed it to 12-3. Lead wasn't quite 10, it was at 9. And that's where it is now. That's the biggest spread. Ball thrown to the post by Fort Loramie to Darren Eilerman. Fadeaway shot, baseline right, too hard. Look at Caleb Maurer in there among the trees, including Rindler. Got the rebound, missed it, no good. Pinballed around, New Bremen's got it. Here come the Cardinals. Reese Bussey, cross-court pass. Aaron Thiemann sets up, shoots the three. It's online, it's in and out. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, down 9, 6.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Caleb Maurer. Herky, jerky move, running half hook, is on the rim, it won't go. Rebound, New Bremen. They're trying to beat Fort Loramie down the floor. Almost thrown away. 1, 2, 3 quick passes inside to Rindler. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play by Ty Ruhenkamp. He got ball up top, but plenty of body down below. New Bremen bench not pleased.
Yeah, there was a little bump there, but pretty good defense.
Here's New Bremen throwing inbounds to Reese Bussey. He made a buzzer beater to beat Fort Loramie last year, 36-35. Behind a screen, right wing, Nick Allig triggers it, three-pointer, wide. Rebound saved by Fort Loramie, but right inbounds to New Bremen. Bussey, foul line, doesn't shoot. Long, 30-foot cross-court pass, handled near side by Nick Allig, and the referee stops play momentarily.
Bussey went down kind of hard there. He's going to have to limp off.
Stove to foot, maybe.
It looks like he might have rolled an ankle.
6:01 to go, second quarter. New Bremen Cardinals 18, Fort Loramie Redskins 9. Ball will be passed inbounds by New Bremen. It's airmailed to Allig, flips behind him to Bergman. 9-point lead Cardinals. First couple minutes, second quarter of play. High right, Nick Allig. Shot fake by Bergman from 30, almost took it from 25. Fed it to David Holman, who's on the floor in the lane. Ball is now loose, and Fort Loramie scrapes it off the hardwood. Here come the Redskins, motoring down the court. It's Ty Ruhenkamp, forecourt left. Gives it up to Aiden Orman, fakes right, goes left, baseline, can't shoot. Cross court, Holscher. Redskins need a bucket here. Oh, and the ball is lost by Holscher. Picked up on the play by New Bremen. Gotten back, though, by New Bremen. Left side pass to Aiden Worman. Head coach Corey Britton signals play number one. 5 minutes left till halftime. Fort Loramie stalled right at 9 points. Ball thrown into the post to Logan Eilerman. Yanked away by Nick Allig on the steal. Allig, Aaron Thiemann, right corner. Hits the trailer, Allig down the paint, left-hand shot, wild, short, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. First pass in backcourt, nearly stolen by New Bremen. And then a through-the-legs pass by Worman to teammate Ruhenkamp to get it out of hot water. Forecourt left, it's Worman. 4:37 to go in the second quarter. 18-9, New Bremen. Scoring pace has slowed down. Backing in the lane, Ratterman. Left side, Worman. Doubled. Wants to make the wraparound pass to Ratterman. New Bremen kicks it out of bounds. Defenses have settled in and have taken over.
Yeah, both teams playing pretty well defensively.
Aiden Worman inbounding baseline left. He's the playmaker for Fort Loramie. It goes underneath the basket to Caleb Maurer, and it's stripped by New Bremen out of bounds. Both clubs very feisty, stingy defensively. There's not much room or clearance to shoot the basketball. Each pass, each one being challenged very tightly by the D on both teams. Deep in the right corner, Caleb Maurer enters the lane. Soft one-hander, feather-like touch, and it rolls in. Caleb Maurer gets a deuce. 18-11, New Bremen with 7. Here's Trevor Bergman. Out to Aaron Thiemann on the arc. Cross-court pass. New Bremen gets a timeout. 4:06 to go, second quarter. Half the second period left. New Bremen Cardinals 18, Fort Loramie Redskins 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And thanks so much to three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. New Bremen inbounding up 7, 18 to 11. It's turned into a defensive tussle. Pretty quick start to the game offensively by New Bremen. But both clubs have settled down. Here's a shot fake right corner, but Bergman stepped inside the arc, missed it. Long run out. Other way. Driving shot. Good by Fort Loramie. Getting loose was Logan Eilerman. Who hit him with that long bomb, Chuck?
That was Maurer.
Caleb,
just like football.
Yes, it was. Caleb Maurer hit Logan Eilerman on a fly pattern. Here's a long three by Trevor Bergman. Way, way, way short. But guess what? There to catch it and lay it in is David Holman.
And Bergman's going to tell you that was an assist.
Alert play by New Bremen. Powering to the rim, baseline right. Isaac Raderman, good. He powered to the basket. Used a lot of muscle and strength. Nice field goal for Raderman of Fort Loramie. 20-15 game. New Bremen up 5. 2:58 to go in the second. Holman barges into the lane, back to the basket, hits a cutter, Rendler, he's blocked, but two players, he thought he was fouled, no call. Officials letting them play. It's gotten a little rough. Could have been a two-shot foul there for Rendler.
He was fouled, but hey, just keep playing. Sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't.
25 feet away on the right, Caleb Maurer. Big possession here, Fort Loramie. Back cut to Maurer. He took the pass from Worman and scored. Contact below the rim. Foul, New Bremen. Field goal to Caleb Maurer. Excellent assist by Worman. 20-17. Free throw here for Caleb Maurer at the 2:28 mark, first quarter.
Again, that was just, they made eye contact, and he beat him back door. Great pass. Great basket. We got Bussey back in the game now.
Yep. Yeah, Reese Bussey in rebounding position, low on the left on the free throw by Caleb Maurer, which is up and in. And Fort Loramie, down by 9 a couple of times, is within 2, 20-18. Just over 2 to play here in the first half. Far left side, Alex got it for New Bremen. Nick Allig, A-L-I-G. Near side pass, shot pumped up, long range. Bussey hits a three ball, a triple. 23-footer by Bussey. Left open. If he's unguarded, he will make you pay. 5-point lead, New Bremen. Minute 55 to go, second quarter. Aiden Worman, top of the circle. Handoff on the play to Caleb Maurer. Thrilling pops out and screens. Maurer wants to go back door. No one there. Coming out to catch is Worman. Back to Caleb. Sizes up a three ball. Boom! Bingo! Caleb Maurer matches Bussey. 23-21. Minute 34 to go. Second quarter. Cardinals up 2. On the arc is Dylan Bambauer, 6'1 junior for New Bremen. Hand off to Aaron Thiemann. Picked up by Worman. Thiemann on the bounce. A weave on the play to Tate Retkerman, who's checked in, 6-foot senior. A lot of football players on this New Bremen basketball team. Down to a minute 7 to go in the second. Fort Loramie's closed within 2. Here's a drive to the rim. Nick Alec takes it to the cup, lays it up short. Boy, he ran into a cluster of players. He filtered his way along the baseline, but could not finish. And now Fort Loramie, with 50 seconds to go in the first half, has a chance to tie or take the lead. Lorman open high right. Doesn't shoot. Slings it cross court. Handled by Ruenkamp. Comes back to Caleb Maurer straight away. Look out! A three ball! He holds up to 3 with his fingers. He buried it. 24-23 Fort Loramie. Loose ball right corner. New Bremen coughed it up. Look at the scrap. Big time scrum. New Bremen Fort Loramie football game. Redskins excited. Who's got the arrow, Chuck?
It's New Bremen.
Caleb Maurer's three-pointer circled the rim 3 times, hung on the iron, went down all the time. Caleb knew it was going to go in. He was signaling. He was signaling with his last 3 fingers. That's a triple.
He's got an 11-point quarter going.
Wow. Fine second period for Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. He's hot. And Fort Loramie has overtaken New Bremen. 24-23. Caleb Maurer is feeling it. Last 20 seconds, first half. New Bremen needs a bucket. Baseline right, Bussey backs his man down, pivots in the lane, and banks in a soft 10-footer. Ooh, that was beautiful.
He's pretty good.
10 seconds to go, first half, 25-24 New Bremen. Here's Maurer with Holman on him. 2 quarterbacks guarding each other. Ball lobbed in the lane. Running one-hander by Ruenkamp at the buzzer. It dances off the rim. No good. First half closes. 1-point lead, Cardinals. We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. A 2-minute radio station break is next. New Bremen by 1 over Fort Loramie here at intermission. This afternoon, the Fort Loramie girls won at Minster 52-30. And here tonight at Fort Loramie, New Bremen won our JV game handily. It's a thriller here in the varsity tilt. 1-point contest at the moment. Halftime intermission. New Bremen 25, Fort Loramie 24. 2-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Oh, a good first half here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Greasy Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. Do you have a mobile phone glitch? Well, we're the fix. We are the cell phone shop, North Dayton, 2040 Harshman Road. off I-75. Take Needmore Southeast. It extends right into Harshman. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. We fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, home button, charging port, camera, speaker, even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore, to 2041 Harshman, North Dayton. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Cell phone shop, North Dayton. Phone 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, halftime at Fort Loramie, 25-24, New Bremen Cardinals. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Pretty even, Steven. First half, Chuck, fine comeback by Fort Loramie in quarter number two.
Well, both teams had good runs in the first half. New Bremen started it, ran up nine. Loramie came all the way back and took the lead. Bremen scored the last basket of the first half with the one-point lead at halftime. Rebounding advantage, 13-12, New Bremen. Both teams have three offensive rebounds. Both teams have only turned the ball over four times in the first half. Fort Loramie, one of three from the free throw line. The Cardinals only went once, made it. Individual scoring. Reese Boosie had nine, and then they had five from Bergman, five from David Homan, and two each from Bombauer, from Rindler, and Alec. They scored 15 and 10, 25 for the first half. Caleb Maurer, 13 points, 11 in the second quarter. Then they had four from Frilling off the bench. He did a nice job. Ruenkamp hit the first three of the game. He has three, two each from Logan Nylerman and Isaac Ratterman. They scored 9 and 15, and they trail at 24-25 at the half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Our halftime score, New Bremen 25, Fort Loramie 24. Fine boys basketball game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. The founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com is LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. It came to Jackson Center in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal, with us for 16 years, has recognized student athletes here at the half who excel on the court and in the classroom. Tonight, we highlight the six JV cheerleaders for Fort Loramie: Allie Eilerman, Anna Ruinkamp, Audrey Rossman, Joanna Meyer, Sydney Blumenstock, and Emma Quinter. And by the way, for the New Bremen cheerleading staff, there are three 1, 2, 3 12th grade cheerleaders: Mara Brackman, Olivia Hall, and Kaisha Rissmiller. Recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. About a minute to go before halftime. Let's take a short break, Chuck. 25-24, New Bremen over Fort Loramie. Or about a minute to go till the start of the third quarter, I should say. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Fort Loramie ball, Redskins down 1, 25-24. We kick off play, third quarter of action. Isaac Ratterman on the court for Fort Loramie, got the ball high post, throws right corner, Caleb Maurer. It is in and out, no good. Fadeaway shot almost went down, would not stay. New Bremen counters, quick three left corner, shot hit the rim, hit a cable above the backboard, wasn't noticed by the officials. Rebound came down to Fort Loramie. Quickly into the lane, Logan Eilerman. He spurts in there, puts up a jump shot, off the rim, no, rebound New Bremen. Long heave down to Rindler. Rindler low on the left. The 6'6 player hits a cutter through the paint area. It is Alec knocked away by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Aiden Werman into the paint, lays it up. Got it. Aiden Werman puts Fort Loramie on top of 1-26-25. Second half starts out like the first half did. Frenetic pace. Ball lost by New Bremen. Turnover. Werman hustles down, goes to Ratterman, nearly walked. Bowles his way into the lane. Out of Werman, high right. Fakes left, goes right, around two players. Throws opposite corner, Caleb Maurer. He's feeling it. Bombs away for three. Fort Loramie up four. Fort Loramie trailed 10-3 at the outset, 29-25 now. Redskins lead by four. New Bremen's had a couple of nine-point bulges. Cardinals have the ball, top of the circle. Trevor Bergman popping out to catch. David Holman fades from the right flank, way short on the triple. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Hustling up the left side goes Logan Eilerman. Stops outside the paint. Goes on top to Ruinkamp. Right wing Caleb Maurer. He busts his way to the basket. Cut off by two players. Good defense by New Bremen, not allowing Caleb to get to the rim. 4-point lead Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball. 5:49 to go in the fourth. Low on the left. Wide open. Ruinkamp. Good feed from Werman. He's chopped up on the arm. Got two coming.
That was a good cut to the basket. He was in trouble. And New Bremen, the defender, turned his head. And Ruinkamp went right behind him.
Ty Ruinkamp has got two free throws here for Fort Loramie. The first one, a lot of rim, and it drops through. 30-25, Fort Loramie up five. My goodness, Chuck, it's a 27-15 spurt by Fort Loramie since the Redskins trailed 10-3 in the first 2 minutes plus.
Yeah, they've been playing really well.
Offense, defense, both have picked up. Free throw shooting good by Ty Ruinkamp. He connects twice. 31-25, Fort Loramie. 5:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Cardinals have the ball out of the arc. It's David Holman. Holman 25 feet away. Into the paint to Bussey. Back to the basket. Push off by Fort Loramie. One team foul each club. Early on, second half of play. Fort Loramie up 6, 31-25. Underneath the rim, Aaron Thiemann will throw it in as the playmaker. On the arc to David Holman. Herky-jerky move around Ruinkamp. Left it on the arc for a teammate. Handled there by Bussey. Bussey picked up by Logan Eilerman. Strength against strength right there. Long lob pass from out of the arc by Holman into the middle. Broken up before Loramie stolen. Quickly down the floor. Barging in from the right flank. Go the Redskins. Ty Ruinkamp. Defensive foul. Not in the act of shooting. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie below the basket. 5:11 left. Second quarter. 31-25 Redskins. New Bremen needs a timeout. Fort Loramie up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
You know, drywall is done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer can't cash in on the possession after the timeout, but Nick Alex, long left-handed three ball for New Bremen, is dead center. And that chops Fort Loramie's 6-point lead in half, 6-3. 31-28 in favor of the Redskins. New Bremen kicks it out of bounds, far corner of the floor. New Bremen was down 6. Fort Loramie had a chance to shoot out to an 8-point cushion. Missed. Alleg counters for New Bremen. And it's a 31-28 game with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Caleb Maurer spreads the floor for Fort Loramie. Down the left side it goes to Ryan Holscher. And he's poked on the play by Alleg. Ball flew free, but a foul.
Alleg was standing out of bounds when he touched the ball.
Okay.
They didn't call foul. They called it's just Loramie ball.
Ball inbounded by the Redskins. Only 3 team fouls in this half. 2 on New Bremen, 1 on Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, who's had a very good game, has got the ball high left. Near side it goes to Werman. Long cross-court heave to a teammate deep in the left corner. Dribble drive into the paint area. Running one-hander by Ty Ruhlenkamp is a beauty. 33-28. Fort Loramie up five. Here's New Bremen coming right back with a triple. A long one. Tate Retkerman, no, off the back brace. My mistake, Aaron Thiemann missed it, but New Bremen got the very long carom, and the Cardinals reset. Right wing, it is Rindler with the ball at 6-6. Feeds on top to Thiemann. Baseline around two or three players. Errant pass picked off by Ruhlenkamp. Ruhlenkamp hustles down the floor for Fort Loramie, which is up five. 3:23 to go, third quarter. 33-28 Fort Loramie. Redskins on the arc. Caleb Maurer in control. Throws it right side. New Bremen got a piece of it out of bounds. Caleb hesitated on the pass. He got a break. New Bremen could not control it. Frilling and Darren Eilerman back in for Logan Eilerman and Isaac Ratterman for Fort Loramie.
Frilling had a nice first half.
Ball thrown into Frilling in the right corner. To the post to Caleb Maurer. 15-foot fadeaway. He bangs it down. Good-looking jump shot. Fading and hitting Caleb Maurer. Dazzling game for him. 35-28. Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 7. Trevor Bergman, top of the circle for New Bremen, being hounded. Gives it up to Aaron Thiemann. Deep left corner, Nick Alling. Cross-court heave to a teammate. Thiemann, lane. Below the foul stripe, can't shoot. Delivers a pass into the corner. No one home. Out of bounds. Fort Loramie ball.
And I'll tell you, from after their good start, they have really looked very pedestrian.
Yep,
for the last quarter and a half.
Sure have. And Fort Loramie, once down as many as 9, trailed by 7 in the first 2 minutes, 10-3. Leads by 7. 35-28, 2:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Dribbling head of the key, Ty Ruhlenkamp for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. 3 team fouls total here in the second half, 2 on New Bremen. Here's Werman. Bounce pass in the lane into the lane to Frilling. Hooks it up on the run. Missed it strong. Tough break. New Bremen throws it 60 feet down the floor. Catches top of the circle. The trailer, Bergman, his triple try. Dances off the rim, no good. Holman reverse layup with the rebound. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Bounce down to Caleb Maurer. Look out. Ruhlenkamp's got it. Layup good. Layup good. Fantastic 3-on-2. Quick fast break Fort Loramie. Redskins up 9. 37-28. Here's nearly an over and back by New Bremen, which needs a timeout from head coach Corey Stevens. Cardinals are reeling at the moment. Minute 45 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, after that Frisch's message, will make your mouth water even more. Marinated pork chops at Brookins special on Saturday nights. Brookins in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. New Bremen down 9 with the ball. A minute 30 left in the third quarter. Little give and go down inside Rindler. That was a play call during the timeout. And Rindler finishes near the rim. Great assist on the play by Bergman. 37-30. Fort Loramie in the lead. Minute 20 left to go. Third quarter. Redskins have the ball near midcourt. It's Caleb Maurer trying to keep it away from Bergman. Maurer spreads the floor. Heels on the Redskin logo. Here's Caleb down the lane to the rack. Shovels it. Got it. What a play. What a play. Caleb Maurer. Quickly, New Bremen down the floor. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Hooking foul, New Bremen.
I'm going to assume that Bussey's ankle is bothering him because he came out and played a little bit, but he's been sitting now, and they're down 9 points. If he could play, he'd be out there.
Little background, Reese Bussey started the game. He is the leading scorer, a little over 12 per contest for New Bremen.
Nine in the first half.
Nine in the first half. Suffered an ankle twist. Went out, came back, has gone back to the bench, and New Bremen needs him. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 39-34 Loramie. Deep in the left corner, Caleb Maurer out on top to Werman. Hits a teammate in the lane. Swiveling, scoring. Darren Eilerman. Darren Eilerman on the finish in the paint. Little 5-foot runner. Excellent offense by Fort Loramie, which is up 11. New Bremen goes back door, shoots the three left corner. Dylan Bambauer, no off the rim, hit a cable above the backboard, out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is up 11 with 32.4 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins on the verge, Chuck, of a mighty successful weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. We hadn't seen them until last night.
Right.
Thought they looked pretty good, and they look real good tonight.
Holscher's got the ball 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Darren Eilerman, down low, frilling, wide open. Blocked from behind by Rindler. Good defense to Bremen. Tie up, and the Cardinals come out of the pile with the ball. Bergman down the floor, held by Holscher at midcourt. Foul against Fort Loramie. Two on the Redskins this half, three on the Cardinals. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all. They do it very well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Here's New Bremen driving to the lane. Flipped on the arc to Alec. He jacks up a three. Short, no good. Seconds winding down. Third quarter closes. Midcourt shot by Werman. Off the rim. Backboard nearly made it. Fort Loramie on a roll since trailing by 9 in the first quarter. Redskins up 11. We come back to start the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Werman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It is Fort Loramie by 11 over New Bremen. Reese Bussey back in. He's not moving very swiftly on that stove foot or tender ankle. Fort Loramie blocking foul left corner. Opening 7 seconds of the fourth quarter with the Redskins over the Cardinals 41-30. Fort Loramie trying to make it a great double game weekend, beating Annaba 16 here last night. Up 11 over a one-loss New Bremen team at the moment. First 20 seconds of the fourth quarter. New Bremen's got the ball in the arc. It's Aaron Tiemann on a weave to Nick Alleg. Drops it off to Trevor Bergman. He dives into the paint, navigates the lane area, holding against Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to New Bremen. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Vaccinations walk-in from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus, only $32, by the way. Here's a fadeaway jump shot outside the arc, but Tiemann dances off the rim, no good. New Bremen somehow digs the rebound off the floor. It's Nathan Rindler. He goes up strong, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. 41-30, Fort Loramie, 29 seconds into the fourth quarter. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, open 10-6 Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2, open 10-1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Rindler connects on foul shot number one, 41-31 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rindler's way too hard on the second, and the rebound comes down to the Redskins. Here's the ball thrown down inside. Oh, a lot of humanity. Wow. Shot no good by Fort Loramie. Isaac Ratterman sticks in the rebound, and he's fouled. Fort Loramie came down the floor, quickly went right at Rindler on the interior, pounded the ball right into the center of the paint area. Couldn't get the first shot to go, but Ratterman, a demon on the glass, laid it through. Foul shot is out to the right, no good. Chance for three-point play, not converted. The lead, though, 12, the biggest. Deep three, right corner, New Bremen. Aaron Thiemann, no good. Skids off the rim. Fort Loramie throws it down the field, 70 feet. Baseline right, seven-footer by Logan Eilerman. No good. Rebound taken out by New Bremen. Action is frenzied at the moment. Dribble drive. Bergman in the lane. Tied up. Ball stolen. Raked away. New Bremen bench wanted a foul. Very physical. The officials are letting it go. Worman into the lane. Baseline left. Logan Eilerman below the rim. He's chopped up. No foul. Rebound New Bremen. 6.5 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 12. Long three. Right wing. No, but Nick Allig. Rebound to Bergman. Bergman hands off to David Holman, who manages to dive into the lane. He's tripped up on the play while shooting. He's got two at the stripe. This has turned in to a New Bremen Fort Loramie gridiron contest.
I'll tell you what, you get the ball in the lane, you better be a man.
Yep. Free throw way short. Foul shot no good by David Holman. Yeah, tell you what, you go into the paint with the ball. Each arm is going to be pulled away from your body. Each arm is just going to be jerked, and the ball is going to go free. That's all there is to it. Second free throw by New Bremen is also missed. Wow, David Holman could not convert either one, and the lead for Fort Loramie stands at 11, 43-32. Now, you're so right, Chuck. You take the ball below the foul line, you had better be extremely strong. Here's a hooking foul out on top of New Bremen. That was obvious. Nick Allig tried to sneak in behind Aiden Worman. 16 fouls for Loramie, 5 New Bremen, 6:14 to go, fourth quarter, 43-32. Fort Loramie up 11. New Bremen jumped out 10-3, led by 9 a couple times in the first half. And now Fort Loramie's up 11. So it's been a 20-point swing since very late in the first quarter. 35 feet away with the ball, Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie. He's bothered. He lost it. New Bremen got it, saved it back in right to Darren. That was an example right there where Darren wasn't quite as strong as he needed to be. Got a break. There's a steal, though. New Bremen barges in, takes it away, quickly down the floor, driving to the rim. Shot missed by Trevor Bergman. Bodies fly, a lot of contact, no call. Rebound eventually, Fort Loramie, and the football game continues.
Well, and Caleb Meyer, the quarterback, went down there and did a heck of a job of disrupting that shot.
More contact at midcourt. New Bremen wins the football war right at the center line, the 50-yard line here on the gridiron at the Fort Loramie gym. As a Fort Loramie player was tackled, New Bremen got the layup from Bergman. Here's Fort Loramie throwing it long down the floor. Caught and laid in. Caught and laid in by Werman. Timeout called. A bucket by New Bremen, matched by Fort Loramie, which is still up 11, 45-34, 5:12 to go. It's a game of physicality here at Fort Loramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
And welcome back to the Fort Loramie Gym. 45-34. Redskins in the lead over New Bremen. We hit the 5-minute mark. What a turnaround in this game. Early 9-point lead, New Bremen. Now Fort Loramie's up 11. Dribble drive through the paint. Aaron Thiemann survives a lot of contact. Can't make the shot. Down he goes on the floor hard. He's fouled. He's got two coming. Only one thing missing from this game, Chuck. You know what it is? Shoulder pads. Thiemann at the stripe for New Bremen. He cans it. 45-35. Fort Loramie up 10. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. Is Bussey on the floor for New Bremen, Chuck? No, he's not. No, he is not.
I don't think he can go. That's the only reason I can think of he'd be out, because he doesn't have any fouls.
He re-entered a few minutes ago and looked a little wobbly.
Yep.
Second shot up and in by New Bremen. Fort Loramie's lead is 9. Pressure by New Bremen. Long lob down the floor. Intercepted. Great play by David Holman and New Bremen. Wow, Holman went up high. He showed quarterback skills right there. He leaped and snared it. Made the pickoff. Took it away from Caleb Maurer. Good ball rotation. Deep three. Tate Retkerman, New Bremen. Strong, no good. Oh, what a follow. What a follow by Aaron Thiemann. 45-38. Here comes New Bremen. 4:31 to go, fourth quarter. New Bremen pressing. Fort Loramie having trouble getting it in. It's deflected. It's stolen. Drive to the rim. Bambauer. New Bremen. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 4:22 to go in the fourth quarter. 45-38 in favor of the Redskins. Chuck, I made a mistake. Two things are missing from this game: shoulder pads and helmets.
And Spencer Wells.
And Spencer Wells. And Coach Schmidt from New Bremen.
There you go.
4 minutes and 22 seconds left. 45-38 Fort Loramie. This has turned into a war. Highly physical for the most part. The officials letting them play. Deep in the right corner with the ball, Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Back out on the arc to Aiden Werman. Fort Loramie once up 11, two baskets ago by New Bremen. Has seen the Cardinals whittle it to 7. And there's team foul number 6 on New Bremen. Fort Loramie's got 7. Both clubs into 1-1. The final 4:08. 25 feet away from the end line. The ball is being inbounded by Ty Ruhenkamp. Hands it to Aiden Werman. Werman picked up by Bergman. Werman top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Looks for Caleb Maurer, the back cutter. Can't find him. Swung on top to Isaac Ratterman. Very bad pass intended for Caleb Maurer in the baseline. Intercepted. Here comes Trevor Bergman. He probes the middle. Left-handed shot. Bouncing. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Oh, boy, that was a big miss. New Bremen could have cut it to 5.
Not a great shot. He had to go to his left hand. Yep. Took a little bit of a bump, but they're not calling that.
No. Deep right corner with the ball. Fort Loramie up 7, 3.5 to go. And we've got a Redskin player tried to sneak down the sideline. It was Ty Ruhenkamp. His foot was on the stripe. Turnover. New Bremen being given chances here to cut it to 5 or maybe 4 with a triple. 3:29 to go. It's going right to the wire. Last year's game was won by Bussey of New Bremen on a buzzer beater, 36-35. Ball thrown to Rindler in the post, and Fort Loramie swipes it. One mistake after another right now. Each team's defense is Johnny on the spot. Caleb Maurer cuts into the lane, heaves it left corner to Darren Eilerman. Now back to Maurer. Good feed, baseline left. Darren Eilerman gets the two-pointer assist. Caleb Maurer, big bucket right there. 9-point game, 3 minutes remaining. Here's a long three, left corner, Mateeman, blocked on the play by Ruinkamp. Ball loose in the court, reach in, hacking foul against Fort Loramie. Hard to believe, Chuck, that foul right there was called. That one was called. We've had 9 or 10 clippings that have not been called.
I think for the most part, the game's been pretty well officiated.
I'd agree. We just like to every now and then embellish on things. Is that the right word?
Okay, I like that. You mean make stuff up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what you put on hot dogs. Mustard and embellish.
And embellish.
First free throw by Aaron Thiemann is good. He deserves the bonus. And that one is rolling in. That one danced around the ring at every centimeter of the iron before falling through. Fort Loramie's lead is 8, 2:51 to go in the game, 47-39. Second half has been a football game, a war. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie, stolen by New Bremen. Nick Alleg, layup, got it. 47-41, here comes New Bremen. Fort Loramie's lead a scant 6. Head coach Corey Britton wants a timeout. 6-point lead, Redskins, under 3 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Woo! What a game.
Up and down the floor.
This is game number 5 for us, Chuck, in about 4 24-hour periods. And this might be the best of the 5. It's a real doozy. Had a fine contest on Tuesday night at Tri-Village. Rushi girls beat Tri-Village. Had the Fort Loramie girls twice, winning easy both times. Fort Loramie against the pressure. Fort Loramie against the pressure. Throws it up the right side of the court. It's out of bounds. Another miscue. New Bremen's putting on the heat. And Fort Loramie's been giving up the ball.
Yeah, they've turned the ball 8 times here in the second half. Both teams, after only turning it 4 times each in the first half.
Both teams in the bonus. New Bremen within 6. 2:25 to go. Little pick and roll inside to Rendler. Layup. In, out. My goodness. He did everything but go in. Big break for Fort Loramie. Ratterman down the floor. Low on the right, Darren Eilerman. Layup is good.
Logan.
Was that Logan Eilerman?
Yeah.
My fault, not Darren. Here's a quick jump shot, left corner, New Bremen, a 3 ball. It is missed on the play, but Thiemann over the back, foul against the New Bremen Cardinals. Big sequence right there. Shot by Rendler down inside 20 seconds ago. Rimmed and rimmed and rimmed forever, came out. Fort Loramie's Logan Adamer got a big hoop at the other end. Good power move down inside. Redskins are wasting no time against this New Bremen press, Chuck. If you've got an avenue to the basket, you take it and attack.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do.
And then New Bremen hustled right back down the floor. And Fort Loramie got the rebound on a hasty missed shot from the corner. Caleb Maurer was fouled. The lead is 8. 2:01 to go. Caleb Maurer, 1-1. He sinks it. 50-41, Fort Loramie. Lead have been trimmed to 6. 47-41. Caleb Maurer, a couple of free throws. This one a lot of rim. It's curling around and going in. 51-41, Fort Loramie. Top of the circle with the ball. David Holman for New Bremen. Barrels into the lane. He backs down his man. Makes the shot, but discounted. The official says the foul was committed by Caleb Maurer ahead of the field goal. Break Fort Loramie. No 3-point play, but it is a 1-1. Substitution Fort Loramie. We got Frilling in, Holscher out, Ratterman out, Ruinkamp in. Logan Ratterman is on the floor. along with Caleb Maurer, Aiden Werman. 1-1 free throw situation, New Bremen. Deep knee bend. It's shot up there by David Holman. It's in and out. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. What a board by Logan Eidelman. 2-on-1. Werman, Frilling, layup. Got it. Steal Frilling. Hits the trailer, Werman. Handoff on the play to Ruinkamp. Deep left corner, Frilling. 53-41 Fort Loramie. 1:29 to go. Near steal by New Bremen. Caleb Maurer's got it. Gives it up to Werman. Double team, triple team, and a foul. 1-1 Fort Loramie. Up 12, 53-41. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie has done a great job, I repeat, attacking that press. And New Bremen has tried to make some really difficult shots in traffic, is not converted often enough. New Bremen behind the arc, not very good.
Not, and they also missed their last four free throws.
There you go. Aiden Werman chucks up the foul shot. Got it. He earns the bonus, 54-41 Fort Loramie, biggest lead of the game for the Redskins. New Bremen had it down to six. Eight straight points by Fort Loramie. Foul shot by Werman is through. 1:17 to go. Here's New Bremen down the floor in the right corner. It's Aaron Thiemann. Hands off on the play to Nick Allig. Left-handed three ball, far right wing. Allig off iron, way up in the air, comes down to Caleb Maurer. Maurer sprints down the floor, starts into the paint, circles the wagons. Throws it to Logan Eidelman. Out back to teammate Aiden Werman. It's in the deep freeze now. Here's Caleb Maurer through the paint area. Hooked from behind by New Bremen. Foul, Cardinals. And it is a double bonus, or was that team foul nine?
They go awfully quickly to putting it up. I think it's still 1-1.
50.4 to go. Redskins up 14, 55-41. Very similar to last night's score, 55-39 over Anna. A repeat performance by Fort Loramie tonight. A slow start, down 10-3 early. Trailed by 9. And now lead by 15, a 24-point swing since late in the first quarter of this game. And New Bremen will empty the bench and sub everyone out. A factor in this game, Reese Bussey, shaken up midway. Tender ankle. Tried to come back in at least once, maybe twice, just could not put enough weight on it to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's made a difference, obviously. But Loramie has just played it really well after the start of the game.
Excellent game by the Fort Loramie Redskins here tonight. Second free throw, Caleb Maurer right on the money. 57-41 Redskins, 50.4 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That's 24 for Maurer, as he's going to have a seat now. That'd be the end of his night.
Did I misspeak? Is it 56 or 57?
56.
Did he make both free throws or one of two?
Made them both.
There's 57. I was right. Scoreboard registered that point
57,
late.
Yes.
57-41. Biggest spread in this game. Wow. 35 feet away with the ball. Colton Muther in off the bench. Senior, 5'11 for New Bremen. Here's a cross-court heave intended on the play for teammate Tate Retkerman. Out of bounds at Sales. 37 ticks left in Fort Loramie. He's going to win this.
Going away, boy.
Yep, running away with it in the last couple of minutes. 10 straight points by Fort Loramie. New Bremen had it cut to 47-41. Misfired on a possession. All Fort Loramie sets. Little pick and roll. Great play, Fort Loramie. Wow. Beautifully done. Caleb Maurer, good assist to Austin Plyman. He finished, but it's waved off. Offensive foul.
Oh, my goodness.
No basket. No basket.
I have to do some erasing.
Caleb Maurer, another fine assist by Caleb. Austin Plyman banged it in off the window, but he charged.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't see that.
16-point lead for Loramie. 16 seconds to go. Substitutions for New Bremen.
Five of them.
Yep, all five. New lineup, Ben Wells, 6-foot senior, top of the circle. Stolen by Lane Frilling. 3 seconds left. Frilling puts up a 7-footer, no good. Rebound, Holscher, no good. Rebound again for Loramie. No good at the buzzer. It's over. The Redskins roar from behind and whip New Bremen 57-41. How about that for two wins on a weekend? Big time double weekend for Fort Loramie. Thumping in a 55-39 and New Bremen 57-41. We've got a 2-minute radio station breakup coming here in just a matter of seconds. I'd like to tell you that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, and sandwiches, plus salads and wings. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak, $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins. Place your carryout now, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. We've got a 2-minute radio station breakup coming, then we return to close out our broadcast here tonight as Fort Loramie completes a sweep this weekend, beating Anna and New Bremen, both by sizable margins. Back in 2 minutes, radio station break now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The Fort Loramie boys explode late, pump home the final 10 points of this game, and win by 16 over New Bremen. Fort Loramie now 5-1, New Bremen now 4-2 on the year. And that sets up a monumental battle on Tuesday night at Botkins. The Redskins at the Trojans in the Shelby County Athletic League. Chuck, let's take a look at scoring and our stars of the game. A fine performance by Fort Loramie, second straight night. Fort Loramie on a run, losing the first game of the year, now 5 in a row.
Yeah, they played really well both nights and tonight against a really good New Bremen team. New Bremen, nobody in double figures. Reese Boosie, who didn't play much in the second half, had 9 in the first half, didn't score in the second half. 7 points for Homan, 7 points for Alleg, and 6 for Tiemann. On the other side, Loramie led by Maurer with 24. Then they dropped down to 9 for Ruinkamp, 6 each for Logan Eilerman and Aiden Werman, Lane Frilling, 4 from Isaac Ratterman, and 2 from Darren Ratterman. Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Thiemann for New Bremen and obviously Caleb Maurer for the Redskins.
How many did Caleb score once again?
24.
Woo. And he had a number of fine assists as well.
Yeah, he was terrific.
Two very good nights for Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, splendid evening. Redskins win by 16. Thiemann and Maurer, our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's. Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
These three Fort Loramie sponsors are with us for each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Easy for me to say. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Thank you, Geyer's. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Gratitude to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And the Sydney Daily News, great sports page coverage. SecureCom and Minster, SECUR.com, online, securecom.com, the pros in protection. Osgood Bank, Osgood Chickasaw in Mercer County, Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one agency again. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Quick word about one of our fine Anna sponsors, Steve and Ted's, your local friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a very good reputation for quality products and fine prices. And we'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. What a weekend, Chuck, and we look forward to Tuesday, which is game six in 7 days for us here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Fort Loramie boys at Bodkins. Wow, that is an early season showdown between two heavyweights here in the Shelby County League.
Well, you've got Loramie playing as well as they've played all year right now.
Right.
And Bodkins is a very, very talented team. It should be a heck of a game.
Uh-huh. Earlier this afternoon, the Fort Loramie girls defeated Minster 52-30. We had a girls' contest on Thursday night at Bodkins. Fort Loramie won 50-18. Very good girls' contest this past Tuesday. Won by Rushi over Tri-Village, 60-48, game closer really than the final score. last night, 55-39, Fort Loramie boys over Anna. They complete the doubleheader sweep this weekend, defeating New Bremen tonight, 57-41. It was 10-3 early, first 2 minutes, New Bremen, which led by 9. And then Fort Loramie outscored New Bremen by 25 points over the last 23 minutes of the game. How about that?
Yeah, they weathered the start and played very well after that.
And here comes Caleb Maurer coming across the floor. Wow, he had a fine game. Excellent, excellent performance by Caleb Maurer tonight, shooting the basketball and assisting his teammates. He played very well. Fine, well-rounded performance by Caleb Maurer. He was slinging those passes around like a football quarterback in what turned out to be a war. It was a gridiron battle on the basketball court tonight here at the Fort Loramie Gym. For our radio audience, for our online audience, for Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, who's standing right by us right now, for Chuck McBee on Stats, Color, and On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have completed a weekend sweep, beating Anna 55-39 and New Bremen 57-41.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.